Athena backs USD with a $1 billion Falcon X credit facility. Athena has secured a $1 billion credit facility from prime broker Falcon X to support the collateral behind USD, its synthetic dollar. CoinDesk reported the arrangement on August 19, 2026, framing it as a move to reduce how much USDE depends on crypto funding rates, the payments that fund its delta-neutral hedging strategy. The facility matters because USD is not a fiat-backed stablecoin. It holds crypto collateral and shorts an equivalent amount of perpetual futures to stay dollar-neutral. That design pays out when funding rates are positive, which they usually are in a bull market. When funding turns negative or flat, the yield engine stalls and the peg leans harder on the quality and liquidity of the underlying collateral. The funding rate dependency Athena is trying to soften USD reached scale by paying holders a share of the yield from its short futures positions. That yield tracks perpetual funding rates across major venues. In strong markets, longs pay shorts and Athena collects. In weak or sideways markets, that flow shrinks or reverses, and the protocol has historically leaned on its reserve fund to smooth the gap. A $1 billion facility from a regulated prime broker gives Athena a source of dollar liquidity that does not rise and fall with perpetual funding. It can back additional USD collateral without forcing the protocol to chase funding rate income to keep the peg intact. In practice, that means the stablecoin's stability rests on a wider base than the derivatives cycle alone. Falcon X, a crypto prime broker that serves institutional trading desks, is the counterparty. Prime brokers extend credit, clear trades, and custody assets for large clients, so the deal plugs USD into the kind of institutional plumbing that fiat-backed issuers already use. Counterparty exposure moves. It does not disappear. Diversifying collateral backing is a real risk reduction, but it introduces a different exposure. A credit facility is a claim on a counterparty. Athena is trading some of its funding rate sensitivity for reliance on Falcon X honoring the arrangement and on the terms holding through a stress event. Synthetic dollar holders have seen how fast confidence can move when the backing of a stable asset comes into question, so the swap is a rebalancing of risk rather than an elimination of it. The broader read is that Athena wants USDE to behave less like a leveraged yield product and more like a durable settlement asset. That ambition lines up with where synthetic dollars are heading. They need to survive quiet markets, not just profit from loud ones. The spending and on-ramp angle, a steadier USDE, is more useful as a spending balance. Stablecoin cards let users hold a dollar-denominated balance and spend it through Visa or MasterCard rails, and the appeal collapses if the underlying token wobbles off its peg at the checkout counter. Any synthetic dollar that wants a seat in that flow has to prove it can hold the line when funding rates go against it. Card programs and payment providers weigh peg stability and redemption reliability before they route balances through a token. Stablecoin top-ups on crypto cards recently crossed $1 billion in a single month for the first time, and that volume mostly runs on USDC and USDT today. A USDE that leans less on the derivatives cycle is easier to underwrite for that use, even if issuers will want to see it hold through a down market first. There's also a settlement thread here. Tether founder Paolo Arduino argued this week that AI agents and robots will transact in stablecoins, a view that assumes stable assets become default rails rather than trading chips. Backing that vision requires collateral models that do not break when the market stops paying shorts to stay short. USDE now stands on wider ground. The Falcon X facility does not remove USD's core mechanism. It widens the ground it stands on. Athena keeps its delta-neutral engine and adds a billion-dollar liquidity line that is indifferent to funding rate direction. The trade-off is a new dependency on a single prime broker, which holders should price in rather than ignore. For now, the practical takeaway is narrow. USDE's backing is more diversified than it was, its yield is still tied to funding rates, and its case as a spending and settlement asset improves only if the peg holds through the next stretch of negative funding. The facility buys room to prove that.